Clark's Room, based on the BBC One television series Silk, created by Peter Moffat. John, by Mick Collins, from an original story by Janice Oko and Mick Collins.
Hello, Shulane.
Bear with me for 1 minute.
John? John!
Oh. Is John in yet? He said he might have something for me.
Not seen him, Neville. He was around earlier.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Hello, Shulane.
Right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Right, I think you need John. Please hold for a second. Billy, have you seen John?
Right, I'll pop back later,
yeah,
shall I?
Probably come after lunch. I reckon that'd be better. No, Harriet, I have not seen John.
Yeah, he should be back soon. Is there anything I can help with? No problem. Thanks. John!
This feels like playing truant.
Playing truant was hanging around a shopping centre, broke, bored and nervous.
You know what I mean.
Playing truant was not enticing a blonde barrister with a great bum back to your flat. Trust me.
John, I'm only here because I left my work bag last night.
Shame on you, Sarah Godwin. I bet you say that to all the boys.
I don't mix with boys.
Your bag, madam?
Oh, I don't get this service from my own clerks either.
Glad to hear it. Never on your own doorstep.
And they say romance is dead.
If Billy knew there was romance between me and the barrister, even if she wasn't from our chambers, I'd be the dead one.
Oh, very progressive of him. How is the old dinosaur?
Getting worse.
He could get worse.
I just stay out of his way. The joys of being a number two clerk in a big set of chambers. You're like the bass guitarist or the holding midfielder. No one notices until you're not there.
Well, you better get yourself back to work, then.
I could not be noticed for another half an hour or so.
Well, I couldn't, so behave yourself. Until later.
Legal Chronicle party tonight.
Ah, yes. The clerks at our place are very keen on a united front.
But you're...
Exactly. Giving it a miss. Let them solve their own problems. Enjoy your evening.
In this job, everyone pushes themselves forwards, trying to get noticed, trying to stand out. So, if you stand back a bit, sooner or later, everyone else has stepped forwards, and you stand out anyway. You've kept your cards close to your chest, and this job is definitely, more than anything else, about doing that.
Hello, Shulane. Sorry, he's not here. Yep, I'll get him to call you back. Billy, have you seen...
John, no, I haven't. Where the bloody hell have you been?
Sorry, things to sort. Bit of an emergency.
What, work emergency?
No.
Emergency?
Not quite that bad.
Good. Right, answer your phone next time.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Bethany, like I was saying, it's your basic legal magazine evening out. Warm white wine, the room's too hot. There's trays of miniature dead stuff wrapped in soggy pastry.
Who's going?
Woburn Place en masse, so something's going wrong with them.
Why?
Well, when it's going well, you just let the world walk past admiring your going well set of chambers.
But when it's not, people go over the top with the everything's great here, honest routine.
And you two wouldn't dream of causing trouble, would you?
Well, when chambers all come out to play together, it's because they hate each other. That's not our fault. That's a fact of life.
Billy, Legal Chronicle party tonight. Where's my ticket?
You haven't got one.
They sent two.
And I've distributed them.
Thankfully, no further than your desk. I'll have that one. Think of it as redistribution.
Billy,
what do you want to go for? It's for clerks.
It's for the people who run chambers, and if there's talent...
Yeah, defence talent. I picked that team, not you.
You know what Alan Cowdery said.
Yes, that's precisely what I was thinking of.
I'm glad. Well, I've got things to do, even if you don't.
I was going to...
I'm sure everyone will be fascinated. Harriet, a woman with your vast experience of the job.
I'll make my own way, shall I?
I'd better make other plans then.
Perfect. Her, out of her depth, thinking she knows it and showing the rest of the world how wrong she is.
Billy, wasn't John supposed to go?
Lots of people and a pack of journalists who really need a story in her, full of spreadsheets and nonsense. Ah, lovely.
I'll just rearrange, shall I?
Sorry?
For tonight, my plans, I'll just do something else.
Yeah, right, do that. I've got to go and see a man about a dog. Bethany, more bog roll in the downstairs gents.
That's not fair, John. He's taking us for granted.
Sometimes.
All this stuff about family, what's it worth? Jake left because they valued him more somewhere else. You get your invite taken away last minute. I get promised a big, important role and end up with a reminder to change toilet rolls.
More than sometimes.
Have a sandwich. You're brooding.
Do sandwiches stop you brooding, then?
They stop you getting hungry while you're doing it.
Can't carry on like this.
What? You? It?
Both. Neither. Whatever. It's gone too far.
You know what it's all about, don't you?
Yeah. Alan Cowdery telling them he's looking to recruit at the junior end. So now they're both out to impress him and make the other one look useless.
You think he'd know the trouble he was starting doing that? I mean, he's been head of chambers for what? Years?
He knows full well what he's doing.
Sorry?
Legal aid's being cut back all over the place. Alan Cowdery's wondering whether chambers can afford Billy and Harriet. So he sets up a little bit of competition.
To decide between them?
To keep them on their toes, because he's a very clever man. Tell those two to work harder, and they'll get upset. Suggest it's a competition, though, and they'll work all night long to win it.
So how does he decide he's winning?
Whoever finds the person who lives up to their billing. First one to unearth a star wins, first to attract a damp squib, loses.
But how does Harriet win if she's not allowed near defence counsel?
She says she's working on it, but then she would say that, I suppose. Time will tell.
And if Mr. Cowdery still can't decide?
Whoever has the support of the clerk's room.
What, us?
He doesn't want to replace three people, Bethany. We could be the deciding vote.
Well, certain people should maybe start treating us a bit better then.
It was a snub, Billy letting Harriet take my ticket, no matter which way you look at it. He might say now that he had a plan, that it was all a scheme meant to help me out. Maybe. It's easy to rewrite things with hindsight. That's the thing with Billy. You never know how much he's playing with the truth.
Just here, please, on the left.
By the red carpet.
That's it.
Very posh, love. That's £9.80.
Take 10. Love cost you a proper tip.
Ah, Harriet.
We must stop meeting like this.
I walked.
Sorry?
I'm just saying, next time you query my expenses, I walked. You got a cab.
These aren't really walking shoes.
And my contacts aren't really packed lunch sort of people, so we're quits.
Drink, sir, madam?
Ah, thank you.
Do you have any orange juice?
I'll just get you some, madam.
Thank you.
Not working for a charity now, Harriet. Just take the booze and fit in, eh?
What do you know about Sarah Godwin?
She defends, so like I said, she's not yours to talk to.
So you don't know much and you're covering up?
Blonde, 5'6", Alice band and expensive teeth. Probably had a nickname at school, which was probably expensive, and she's not for us.
I wasn't thinking about her for us.
Yes, you were. Woburn Place are here, she's at Woburn Place, and they're all bickering like a celebrity marriage. You think she's an easy scalp.
Kirsty Henderson at the CPS was against her last month. She says she's very good.
If Kirsty Henderson was any good, she wouldn't be at the CPS. They grow Sarah Godwin's at bar school. All the same, posh, legal cannon fodder.
Not that you'd ever generalise.
She's tepid. Magnolia. Muzak. Call her what you like, she's not us. Not Shoe Lane. We're hot, bright and right in your face. She doesn't fit.
I'm told different.
Look, you stick to the CPS, where life's simple, eh?
You're scared, aren't you? Of me finding out your world isn't as complicated as you like to make it sound.
You are heading so far out of your depth.
Do you know where I'm heading? Up to the curtain, just like in The Wizard of Oz. And do you know what else scares you?
Nothing.
Do you remember what happened when the curtain got pulled aside? No wizard, Billy. Just a man pushing levers and pulling strings. No magic. Sound familiar, does it?
Sarah Godwin isn't right for Shoe Lane, but you wouldn't know that because you know nothing about defence work.
Let's see, shall we?
What I knew and they didn't was that no matter how good she was, Sarah Godwin wasn't going to be there. Because on Friday nights, she had better things to do. But if I wasn't asked, I couldn't tell.
Ref, foul!
It's hockey, ref, not ice hockey!
Keep going, Sarah, over here!
Where's the gap? Where's the gap?
Come on, Sarah, hit it! Hit it!
Square, Sarah!
Hit it!
Yes!
Did
didn't expect to see you here.
Change of plan. Harriet went to the party.
Instead of you?
Yup.
Grumpy.
Not with her.
And definitely not with me.
And definitely not with you.
So, Billy, then.
Should have spoken up for me. Should have insisted I go with him. Harriet wasn't to know.
What's he up to?
Long story. Not for tonight.
In the one place we're allowed to be seen together, you mean?
Yeah. Although, I suppose even here, there are terrible risks.
So, how about risking just one more drink with me here, and then we go back to yours?
Sarah Godwin, you're a very bad influence.
Well, that was a waste of time.
Well, you don't catch a fish every time you stick a worm on the hook.
So what did you gain from tonight, then?
Well, what do you care? You think clerking's all smoke and mirrors, practiced by wide boys.
No, I think clerking is practiced by people who won't give you a straight answer when you ask them for one.
A woven place, a cracking. Sarah Godwin isn't interested in their desperate display of unity, and warm Bulgarian white wine is a taste nobody should ever try to acquire.
Do you know what?
What?
Sod it. Let's ditch the pretense.
Oh, no, this isn't pretense, Harriet. I think you're hopeless. There, I've said it. Blame the Bulgarian plonk.
I know what Alan Cowdery meant, and so do you. This is a battle. Survival of the fittest.
If you want to make a defence barrister the battleground, my territory, so be it. It'll prove my point.
How?
Next week, your Sarah Godwin is defending an importation, and one of ours is against her. Now, I don't know who it is yet, and I don't like us prosecuting, but I am telling you now, whoever Shoe Lane puts up will wipe the floor with her.
Maybe she's better than you think.
Okay. We'll tell Mr. Cowdery you rate her. Then, if she gets a not guilty, he'll love you and you can bring in who you like. But if, when she doesn't, he'll see through you, so you'll just have to keep quiet about clerking, rocket science and all the other things you don't understand. Okay.
Rocket science might be a bit beyond you, Billy, don't you think?
You're too swayed by reputations, Harriet. Rockets crash. Rocket science is beyond rocket scientists. The deal stands.
Oh, you might regret that, Billy.
I won't. Enjoy your cab ride. I'm walking.
Good night.
Well, I enjoyed myself.
Glad to hear it.
So, what does a girl have to do to get breakfast around here?
Well...
That was a query, John, and not an offer.
Pity.
Sorry. I've got things to do.
That's so urgent.
Work. Big case. Starts Wednesday.
What is it?
Importation. Coke in straw donkeys. Customs find it, put it back, and follow the donkey all the way to my man's flat.
Didn't we have that case?
You still do. Clive Reader was prosecuting, and then you lost the ticket for a silk, so it went back to one of the rank and file. Don't know who, sadly.
Sadly?
If I tell you something, it's off the record, OK?
Sarah, our whole relationship is off the record. Nobody at work knows anything about us.
You like it like that, and so do I.
Makes life easier. So, there's something.
Our chambers are crumbling. Big battles. There's going to be a split.
Shall I tell you something off the record?
Please.
Billy and Harriet both know that.
Oh.
It's the reason they went to that do last night.
Oh. Well, my place might be splitting, but it's happening from the bottom up. Junior tenants agitating. I'd rather deal with that any day than being looked after by a clerk's room in the middle of a civil war.
So no Shoe Lane for you, then?
Mm-mm, not in a million years. For all sorts of reasons. I've put feelers out to a few places, but this is the biggest trial I've done.
So?
So, if I get a result, I can head for pastures new with a bit of wind in my sail.
So you've got no time for anything else. Not even for me.
That is emotional blackmail.
I won't tell anyone.
The sisterhood are going to be so disappointed in me.
Well, I won't tell them either.
I bet you won't.
Oh, bloody hell.
Leave it.
I can't. It's Billy.
Oh, well, how could a woman possibly compare?
No, it's not that.
Just answer it.
Billy.
John, big raise last night. Class A, guns, passports, the lot. We need bodies at Thames Magistrates this morning.
It's Saturday.
So get a cab in and put it on expenses.
Billy, I'm not on the rota. It's not my turn. And I'm doing things.
You were, John, and now you're not. Call me later.
Unbelievable.
Did he just hang up on you?
Yeah. Sod him. I've had enough.
Does Harriet know how things run when she's not around?
Not as well as she should. It's time someone told her.
Oof, well, if you want to start a war...
Maybe I don't have any choice.
I think the moment's gone, hasn't it?
Morning, John.
Morning.
Good weekend?
Spent half of it working.
Why?
Billy called me on Saturday. First appearances at Thames. Old clients, apparently. Not friends of.
But you were on duty last weekend. Who was it supposed to be on Saturday?
Jake.
And Billy hasn't updated it since he left?
Clearly not.
Just called you?
He had something on.
That is not right.
It's Billy and I'm tired of it.
How tired? Let's make this easy. I'll open a door and you can decide whether to push it.
Okay.
You know what Alan Cowdery told me and Billy, and you know what it's developed into.
Yeah.
If I'm careful, I'll be able to do things the way I want, and then I can make changes. You're one of the changes I want to make.
Go on.
If I win, Billy goes. He won't work under me. He'll just go.
That's a big old change.
And Billy set out the battleground. He says recruitment is his and his alone. New barristers are his to court, claim and convince.
So your plan is?
I impress Alan. And then I recruit. We recruit. I'll administer things and you run the clerk's room.
Billy goes and I take over his role.
We update. Modernise. I'll do the corporate side. You do the clerking.
Become senior clerk of Shoe Lane.
Billy doesn't understand, John. My problem isn't with clerking. It never has been. It's with the way he does it.
So what do you want to do?
There's a barrister. Woburn Place. Sarah Godwin. Do you know her?
I know the name.
Sarah Godwin's got a trial starting on Wednesday.
Importation? We're prosecuting it?
That's the one. I need her to win it.
To prove Billy wrong?
He said this would be a test of my judgment. That was his choice, and he thinks, if I get it wrong, Alan Cowdery will never take me seriously again.
You want Shoe Lane to fail so you can win?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily describe it quite so dramatically.
Hard to find any other way. We're hoping Shoe Lane will lose breaks most of Clarking's 10 commandments, starting with winning is everything. Billy's practically got it carved above the door.
Billy Lamb having the nerve to deliver the 10 commandments doesn't keep me awake at night, John.
Okay.
You're with me? Because you're too good to be second in command, and with Billy here, that's all you'll ever be. One up from checking the bog rolls.
And you're prepared to do what it takes?
I'm looking at the bigger picture, John. And you're in it.
Okay.
So, how do we make Sarah Godwin win?
Well, morning all. Plotting and scheming, are we?
Sorry?
I would be.
What?
Plotting and scheming. If I was fighting against me for my professional life, I'd be pulling stunts all over the shop.
Yeah, well, I'm hardly...
I've got stuff to pick up here, then I'm off. Briefs to collect from Thames Court, need to see Tony at Rangers Buildings, then I've got to meet a mate for lunch.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't rush. Have a think.
Think?
Think.
About?
Things.
Never take up plotting for a living.
I'm not following in your footsteps, Billy. Alan made it clear that things here have to change. You could have gone along with that, but you chose to make it some kind of competition.
No, I chose to defend hundreds of years of clerking against an alternative that's never been tested, provided by a woman who's been in the job for about 5 minutes.
You can describe it however you want, but it comes down to the same thing. When Billy Lamb gets put under the microscope, does he really live up to the hype?
You want to know?
Not me, Billy. Alan.
Who's your woman at CPS again?
Kirsty Henderson.
Oh, that's her.
Why?
She loves me.
What have you done?
No, not what. Who?
Who?
Rebecca De Grucci. Prosecuting the importation.
I deal with prosecution work.
And I deal with defence. It hurts when someone treads on your toes, doesn't it?
That is out of order, Billy.
Not half as out of order as Sarah Godwin will be when Mr. Grucci gets hold of her.
You really are threatened, aren't you?
I want Shoe Lane to win. Always. And if you lose in the process... Thank you.
Good morning, Bethany.
Mr. Underwood, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, manners cost nothing, Bethany. Any work for me today? Bailap, little sentence somewhere?
There's nothing at the moment, I'm afraid, Mr. Underwood.
Well, if anything crops up, I'll be in the library, as usual.
I'll let you know, sir.
Thank you, Bethany. Thank you very much.
How's the preparation?
Oh, hey. Oh, don't. If you carried two straw donkeys back from holiday and then found someone had shoved 2 kilos of coke where they don't neigh from, would you call the police or remove it and put it in newly bought suitcases?
Always the way, isn't it? When you really need a decent result, the evidence is horrible.
Well, it is, but he's got a real chance.
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
It's just the case.
What about it?
Look, seriously, off the record?
Again?
Again.
Okay.
They've really messed up this prosecution. There's a statement missing. It deals with taking the drugs to the lab.
And they've not spotted it?
No. And if I keep quiet and they close their case without fixing that hole...
It all gets chucked and your bloke walks free against all the odds.
Oh, it would be a big one to win, especially like that.
Do you want some awkward news, then?
Go on.
It's Rebecca DiGrucci.
Oh, shit.
Billy sorted it out. Oh. She's good.
Oh, she won't miss that loophole. No chance.
In other news...
Go on.
You were right about our clerk's room.
Mummy and Daddy arguing, are they?
Mummy wants me to come and live with her. Says Daddy is a bad influence.
So what are you going to do?
Think hard.
Gosh, you can't accuse her of ducking the big fight, can you?
That's not always a good thing.
No. My mummy once asked me to stay with her because Daddy was a bad influence.
What did you do?
I delayed making a decision.
And when you did?
It was too late. I ended up at boarding school.
Right.
Think hard, John. But think fast. You're really not boarding school material.
Tell me one thing.
What?
Harriet thinks you can win this.
Before Rebecca bloody DiGrucci, so did I.
And she thinks you want to come to Shoe Lane.
Me?
You.
No offence. It's a mixing work and pleasure thing. No chance.
You could do worse than get out of your place, though. If it's going to split.
Oh, is that careers advice?
Clocking advice.
From an expert.
Very expert.
Cheers.
Cheers.
8 months last weekend.
What was?
We were.
Really?
Mm-hmm. From pre-season tour to end-of-season drinking games. That's us. And nobody knows.
But we're having fun.
Yeah, we are. Look, I don't want to book a church or anything, but...
But?
Does this thing, us, have legs?
Yeah, of course it does, I think.
So, when do we tell people?
Tell them?
About us, as a couple.
Clark and Barrister.
It's hardly love across the barricades, John.
It is to people like Billy.
Well, all the more reason to choose Mummy over Daddy, isn't it?
You off, Billy?
Ah, Bethany. I was looking for you.
For me?
Toilet rolls.
I've done
that. No, I wasn't chasing you up. I was apologising for asking in the first place. Always be big enough to say when you're wrong. My dad told me that.
It's fine.
He was a thinker, my dad. He thought big, bold ideas. He taught me that you don't always need a new person to have new ideas. If you're a thinker, you'll come up with them all by yourself.
So the idea that I'll be getting more responsibility?
Will be put into action by the person who first had it, Bethany, and you can trust me on that.
Thank you.
So are we okay then?
Yeah, of course we are.
Good. Right. Well, places to be. See you later.
Bye.
So how do we do it, exactly?
If there was a delay at Southwark, then Rebecca De Grucci might not be free.
Go on.
And if she couldn't do it, then a quick look through the diary tells me we might just be able to fit Mr. Underwood into the case.
You are a genius.
It's as close to a free run as you're going to get.
It's the bigger picture, John. You know it as well as I do. If we don't do it now, we are stuck with him forever.
Bloody hell.
Do it.
Okay.
Bethany, we were just talking about the weekend rotors.
Really?
Sorry, excuse me just a minute. Hello, Harriet Hammond.
Didn't waste much time going from possibility to plan.
You heard?
All of it, John.
Look, we either do it or we don't. There's no halfway house, though, is there?
No chance to discuss it with me first, either.
Look, it's all about timing.
All right.
Seems to be, doesn't it?
Are you off, Beth?
Yeah, I am.
Is she all right?
She'll be fine. It's okay.
Good. Sarah. Harriet Hammond.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And you. And I think I've got what you were looking for.
That's very quick.
Well, I'm efficient, Sarah. I don't hang around pubs promising you the earth and letting you down. I will manage your career, not clerk it.
I'm intrigued.
So, there you are. Chambers' income's broken down with costs and overheads, prosecution and offence. Mm-hmm. Give you a chance to look through it all properly. It is a better deal than you've got now, I guarantee.
Thank you. I'll read it with interest.
Sarah meant a lot to me. More than anyone else ever has. I know it looks like it was all booze and bed and secrets, but I liked her. A lot. But the Clark's Room is a bubble. Self-governing and self-centered. And if you stay in it long enough, you stop understanding the outside world and the people who live in it. Even the ones you might have been falling in love with.
John.
Hi.
And flowers. What's this in aid of?
Let me in and I'll tell you.
But of course. Have you eaten?
What are you cooking?
Mediterranean vegetables with couscous.
I'd love a drink.
White wine or beer? Oh, stupid question. Such a boy.
Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
I've sorted your problem.
Problem?
The importation, Rebecca De Grucci.
What about her?
She's busy. Her case, the one she was doing before yours, just overran a bit.
How?
You know how it is. The List office had a change of heart. Instead of ending on Tuesday with her all ready for your trial, her case is now ending on Wednesday with her all unavailable for it.
You spoke to the List office and rigged it.
And then I looked through the diary to see who might be free to replace her.
And?
Very short notice, very little to choose from, but thankfully Neville Underwood just happened to be free, as he often seems to be, because he's rubbish.
So he's prosecuting me?
Yeah, he'll be standing there stuttering and making bad points to the jury, not noticing any loopholes. Technically, it's prosecuting.
How dare you?
Sorry?
You stupid... How dare you?
What?
Do you really think I'm that desperate?
I've given you a hand.
Oh, a hand? I have worked for years, studying, slogging. I've built up a reputation through hard work and doing things properly. And you thought, pulling a bit of a stunt in the clerk's room, rigging a diary, fixing the opposition, you thought that I'd be okay with
it. I gave you the best opponent you could have, that's all. You're taking this the wrong way.
Oh, the wrong way. I am a barrister. I'm supposed to uphold certain standards. And you drag me into some kind of deceit without even telling me. As part of some scheme you've got running, no doubt.
What?
Look me in the eye and tell me that you did this just for me, not for anyone else.
What does it matter?
Oh, so it was. I got helped by accident. This was really about
you. So what? Neville won't spot the loophole. You'll walk it.
Do you know what the real problem is, John? You don't understand why I'm upset, do you? Such a boy.
Look, if it's that much of a problem...
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you even dare try to act the wounded one. Don't you dare!
Morning, John.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah, fine. Can I just check?
Yeah.
How keen is Sarah Godwin to come here? There's no point in fixing the result if she doesn't want the transfer.
She's keen. She's very keen. She made that clear.
You spoke?
Mm-hmm, yesterday.
A proper conversation?
Yeah.
So, if the offer came up, she'd jump, would she?
In an instant.
Okay. Good.
So, are we all set to go then?
We are. The Rebecca DeGrucci's case will overrun today. Neville Underwood will take it on, and Kirsty Henderson at the CPS will put up with that happening.
Good. Is there anything you need to sort? Because Billy's not around today. So just go and sort it, okay? I'll cover.
Billy's off.
I know. Window of opportunity, John. Let's just do it.
I got both barrels from Sarah. The full outraged barrister routine. High and mighty, reputations and standards. How I'd made her feel grubby, pretty much. But just how firm was her moral high ground, given what I knew?
What are you doing here?
It's me that plays games, is it?
Sorry?
Shulane wasn't for you?
No.
Liar.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
You heard me. You're a liar. Oh. You accused me of playing games, and you were using me the whole time.
If I spoke to anyone at Shulane...
Yeah, play the bleeding heart over your tricky trial, get the easy opponent.
Oh, do you know what? If you don't want to listen, don't bother.
Hurts to be found out, does it?
You were a nice man, John. You were one of the decent ones. What happened?
Bloody hell.
Shall we walk?
Billy, what are you...
You want to talk.
Do I?
Yeah, you don't know it yet, but you will.
Why?
Guilt.
Why would I feel guilty?
Oh, Sarah, Harriet, plotting and planning, thinking I wouldn't realise until it was too late. I think that's about enough, don't you?
You know.
Of course I know. Knowing is what I do. Now, let's leave the hypotheticals and do the facts, shall we?
You don't understand.
Look, this is going to hurt you, John. But you don't deserve anaesthetic. So deal with it.
With what?
Sarah Godwin, who I know you've been knocking off for the last few months, has applied to Dickens Buildings. She never applied to Shulane, never wanted to go there on account of her knocking off of you. You're a clerk, she's a governor, and she understands about not dipping the pen in the company ink better than you do, which saddens me.
She didn't...
Not once, no interest, but she did let Harriet think she was, which was enough to make her hand over a lot of confidential information to Miss Godwin, a fact I won't be ignoring.
So she...
She used Harriet's interest to provoke Dickens Buildings into action. Her and Shulane is not going to happen. Never was. So you've just given her a rocket, judging from the way you left that cafe, for no reason. Because you are a muppet, John. A muppet for listening to the wrong Doris.
I need to talk to her.
No, you need to clean your slate, son.
But if she wasn't...
Talk to me, John. Unburden. She's collateral damage, the price of your disloyalty. If you want a second chance, then talk.
Harriet wants you out. And she wants me to take your place when you go.
I know. And because of that, Neville...
Yes, Neville.
You tried to kill me off with Neville Underwood. Like Brutus seeing off Caesar with a rubber chicken.
What should I do?
I don't care.
Sorry?
I don't care what you do, John. Don't try to be the victim. I hurt more than you do. I used to care what happens to Shulane when I'm gone. And now I don't.
Why not?
Because I won't be here to watch it.
What?
Prostate cancer. Advanced. The sort you don't recover from. Say it, John. You won't catch it.
You?
Me.
How long have you known?
A few months. What did you think the days off were about?
I didn't know.
Well, when did I last take days off?
So while you were...
We're on the cancer ward, you were plotting against me. How's that guilt coming along now, John?
Prostate cancer. Were you going to tell anyone?
I was picking my moment.
My dad, he, you know...
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
It killed him.
Yeah. How did you know?
About your dad?
That he died.
Because killing people, John, is what it does best. Unless your luck's in, you live with it, you win a few battles, and then it kills you. Or lets something else do it. That's the deal. And my luck's run out.
I won't tell anyone.
I know, John, I know. Despite everything, I can trust you with that.
You can.
Of course.
What?
Well, we could still win.
We?
You can't work for her. Senior clerk, junior clerk, office boy, doesn't matter. Harriet doesn't get it. Truth is important. That's why I lie carefully. But so is calm under fire. She just doesn't get it. Look at the mess it's caused.
So...
You want to salvage this ship, John. You took it onto the rocks, but I'm going to give you one more chance to steer it back off.
So I choose between you and Sara.
It's no choice, John. You've lost her already. Do what's right.
There's a loophole in Sara's case. As long as whoever prosecutes knows about it, they'll walk it.
Good boy.
So what happens now?
Redemption, John. And revenge.
Good morning. Harriet Hammond, Shoe Lane.
Your bag, please, madam.
Wilshurst, go to
Court 8,
please. Wilshurst,
Court 8.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thought you'd come and have a look, did you?
Billy.
You thought it'd be that easy.
I didn't. You weren't in.
You think I'd ever feel threatened by someone who was prepared to throw a trial?
This is about more than just a trial, Billy.
Oh, you better believe it.
Is Defence Counsel in sync here?
Hello? Sara Godwin, representing Mr. Singh. Neville Underwood?
Prosecuting. Morning.
Yes. And you're ready for a clean start, are you? All your witnesses here?
Oh, yes. Chomping at the bit, it seems. I do have one thing I need to raise.
Yes?
Oh, come on. You didn't think I'd miss that, did you?
Miss...
The missing statement? The continuity point? Bit of a beginner's error, but I've seen to it. Got a statement here. That should cover it. Or plug it. Whatever it is you do with a gap.
Which exhibit does it deal with?
The drugs. All of them. All the drugs.
And which period, time-wise? You asked for it. You spotted the gap. What exactly does it cover? Which hole does it plug?
Well, most of the important issues...
They told you, didn't they? Your clerks. You don't even bloody know.
I won't be spoken to like that.
Yeah. At least I read the papers.
I'll see you in court.
Yep. I can't wait. Your Honour, I resist my learned friend's application most strongly.
How?
Your Honour?
How, Miss Godwin? I appreciate how unwelcome this evidence may be, but how exactly do you intend to resist the application?
Your Honour,
Mr. Underwood, did the Crown have anything to add?
Your Honour, the statement is merely to preserve the continuity of the exhibit.
Thank you, Mr. Underwood. I believe I have the point. I won't trouble you further.
Your Honour, if I may just address you...
Miss Godwin, with respect, you may not. As you well know, the Crown are perfectly within their rights to introduce this statement. You can have no legitimate objection. None at all.
Your Honour.
Hi, it's John. I'm sorry I'm not able to take your call right now, so please leave a message after the tone.
Is that what you think I deserved? We have an argument because you've messed me around, and that's what you do. You break a confidence and leave me to walk into the trap. Was that all I was worth? You're pathetic and spiteful, John. And one day, when I stop thinking you're a nasty piece of work, I'll just feel sorry for you.
And let's be honest. Do you blame her? I got what I deserved. By tipping Neville off and by not telling Sara, I'd made my allegiance clear. I could have warned her, but that would have ruined Billy's plan. Hell of a plan, though. Using your own mortality to win the argument. Can't clerk better than that.
John.
Harriet.
All boys together, was it, in the end?
No. No, it wasn't. It was more than that.
You missed your big chance.
I dodged a bullet.
I thought you were cleverer than this.
It's not as simple as that, Harriet. It never has been.
Oh, well. Good night, John.
Good night, Harriet.
Oh, You're still here.
That trial you thought Miss Godwin was going to win, she lost. To Mr. Underwood, which is a bit of a cup upset.
You've changed your tune. I thought you hated seeing people convicted.
Well, I can make exceptions. It's called looking at the bigger picture. Apparently you're very keen on it.
Well, so what have you proved? That you're just scheming more openly these days?
Scheming? That's rich coming from you. And for the record, I didn't even need to get out of second gear.
Really?
Not once. Because to be honest, you're not worth it. You need to take people with you to do this job, Harriet. You need to inspire loyalty, and they'll never follow you now. That's what will finish you off. Alan Cowdery will see straight through you.
Is that so? And what's going to finish you off,
Billy? Oh, if only you knew. When you pulled that curtain back, there wasn't a wizard there. You were right. Just a man, pushing levers and pulling strings. But he was too much for you, wasn't he?
You really think you've won, don't you?
Oh, what does it matter? We all lose in the end. But some of us stay unbeaten for longer.
Hi, this is Sarah. Sorry, but you know the drill. Leave a name and number. Thanks.
Sarah, it's John. This is my sixth message. Sixth and probably last. You're not going to call back, are you? Well, for the record, I'm sorry. Really. Bye.
In John by Mick Collins, from an original story by Janice Oko and Mick Collins, John was played by John McMillan, Billy by Neil Stook, Harriet Miranda Raisin, and Sarah by Jeannie Spark. Bethany was played by Amy Wren, Neville Sean Murray, and the judge by Steve Toussaint. The Clerk's Room was based on the BBC One television series Silk, created by Peter Moffat. The executive producer was Hilary Salmon, and the director was Sasha Yevtushenko.